It's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Time to get a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
It's funny. When all this stuff about the Washington Redskins considering a name change came out, one of the first names I came up with a couple of other names because I hate the Redskins. But my legitimate name that I put in 5 days ago was they want to call themselves the Warriors, you know, and keep your colors and everything like that. And so I look at the paper today, and that is the leading name that they're thinking about changing to, the Washington Warriors. I mean, I wanted to call them other things because I still hate them from when what's-his-name coached them.
George Allen.
Yeah, he used to run up the score on everybody, that guy. Everybody. Not only the Giants, but the Giants were the easiest to run scores up on. Anyways, they should have called them. One of the names I was going to send them in was Allen's You Know What, and it begins with an A, but I didn't.
So. It has a hole in it.
Sort of. Anyways, that's the story. And did you see what Randy Moss said about the Kansas City quarterback?
No.
He's probably going to be the greatest quarterback ever. And what I say is, Hold on.
Kind of like when they said Randy Moss was going to be the best wide receiver ever and pass up Jerry Rice.
It's going to be very tough to get up in the stratosphere of Tom Brady, Joe Montana, those people.
You know, in today's world, you know, when you win four championships and five championships like Montana and Brady did, nowadays you need to win two and it's just as good.
And Terry Bradshaw, folks, by the way, as clunky as he was.
Yeah, what, he won four?
Yeah, he won four. I mean, but it takes a lifetime of work to be considered. It takes...
But you said the magic words. Yeah. A lifetime of work. Yeah. Nobody works for a lifetime anymore.
Yeah. You just can't anoint somebody after two or three years. I mean, is he a fun player to watch and is he great? Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's great right now. But
three-year wonders. I mean, we heard the same thing about Michael Vick. We heard the same thing about a lot of people.
Yeah, but we'll see if he can still play like when he's 40 years old, like Tom Brady. Okay.
Now, the only thing that we got to say about the quarterbacks nowadays are they're prima donnas.
Yep.
They don't get hit,
yep.
So their longevity is there. But they still find ways to get themselves hurt.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's it. I just thought I'd bring along those two things.
I mean, and somewhere there's probably some 14-year-old kid out there who they're already touting as being better than Mahomes. So,
and already, college football is already starting to disappoint me. Some leagues have canceled completely, and one of the big leagues is only going to play in conference opponents.
See, that makes no sense to me.
I know. Yeah. If you're going to play in conference opponents, you might as well play out of conference opponents.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Rutgers and you have to go to Minnesota, and you're Minnesota and you have to go, so there's still big travel involved there. I don't understand what's the difference. What? So you can travel 1,500 miles, but you can't travel 2,000.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. I really
just
don't.
More stupidity about this whole situation. It makes no sense to me.
And I guess we're waiting for the start.
Texas canceled all high school football already. But what people need to understand about that is Texas starts. The high schools in Texas start playing like the second week of August.
I was going to say they start playing in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like a month to 3 weeks away. So they had to make a decision now. So that's the reason why that's canceled. We don't. The kids around here don't start playing for at least a month after that.
Yeah.
So don't think like Texas football being canceled is going to be the end all for the entire country.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But you know, depending on what day it is, the way the wind's blowing, and what they think about the virus today could affect it.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. But
I got the biggest sports story in all of sports history.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't find this story, Marshall. I'm disappointed. It's the biggest sports story ever.
Okay.
That the New Jersey Betting Authority
has
canceled betting on Ukrainian table tennis.
Why?
Because the matches are fixed.
No.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? It's the end of the world.
But they still allow betting on the WWE.
No. You can't bet on that.
Oh, you can't? Oh.
You can bet on the Ultimate Fighting and all that stuff. You can't bet on wrestling. Yeah, but imagine that. I mean, why get up in the morning? I can't bet Ukrainian table tennis. I might as well just stay in bed all day.
Next thing you know, they'll be canceling betting on women's volleyball.
Who knew you could bet Ukrainian table tennis?
Ukrainians.
Oh, my God. Those people definitely need a life. Yes. They need 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're betting on Ukrainian table tennis, you have a serious issue.
All right. We have racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got a lot of racing this weekend. There's tons of stakes at Keeneland. We're going to stay out there. It's been tough there the last 2 days because as soon as the races start, they get hit with a deluge for like 20 minutes, and it changes the entire day. And if people don't understand that, some horses are better on softer turf and off tracks than they are on fast and firm. Some are better on fast and firm than off. So it changes the entire complexion of the day. So I think I had one winner yesterday, but once it gets sloppy and it gets softer, everything changes. So it's hard to... It's easy to pick that way, but it's hard for me to give you something 12 hours ahead of time. So I think it's supposed to be decent today and tomorrow with no rain in the forecast, so we're a little bit better. So for today, we're going to start with the seventh race stake, which is the Grade 3 Beaumont, 7 furlongs on the dirt. There's a favorite in here, the two-horse Speech, coming from California, but there's two horses I'm looking at with no Speech in it. One is the 5-horse Sconson, who back when we weren't on, I picked this horse to win a high claiming race at Churchill Downs at 20-1, and he didn't disappoint. He won by 5. This horse is coming into its own for Greg Foley. Off of that five length win at 20-1, he came back with a nice, very nice work on July 3rd at Churchill Downs. He'll sit off the pace, and there will be pace in this race, even though there's only 6 horses going to post. 4 of the 6 horses have speed, and I think the race can fall right into Sconson's lap. The 3-horse, 4 Graces, this horse is 3-for-4 lifetime going one turn, 3-for-4 lifetime period. Very talented filly in her own right. I think it's a 2-horse race here. 4 Graces will be sitting on the pace or just off the pace and get first jump on everybody, and then Sconson will be coming along flying late. So a 3-5-5-3, that's today in the 7th race at Keeneland. The 8th race is one of their marquee races of the meet. It's the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile, 1 mile on the turf. 10 horses go to bat here today. Chad Brown's going to have the 2 favorites in the 8, Raging Bull, and the 4, Raging Bull, and the 8th, Without Parole. Without Parole is a horse who hasn't won in 5 starts over 2 years. Tread lightly with that horse. Raging Bull is another horse who has 1 race won over 2 years out of 6 starts. Tread lightly there. That horse won the Shoemaker Mile out at Santa Anita at the end of May. That's a lot to ask for in a talented race like this of horses that haven't won that much. As you can probably tell already, I'm going another direction. My top pick here is going to be the 9-horse Next Shares. This horse is 1-for-3 over the course, is a mile specialist with 16 out of his 32 starts coming at the mile. And this horse ran 2nd in the Shoemaker Mile to Ranging Bull, but had problems, big, big problems in that race at 18-1 with Johnny Velasquez up. Velasquez come back to ride this horse tomorrow for Richard Baltus, and I like the price as well, 8-1 on the 9-horse Next Shares. But there's one horse in here. When you look at the past performances for this race, there's an absence of speed, and there's one horse that has speed, and that's the 2-horse High Crime at 30-1. Pace makes the race. If this horse can get out and not get pushed, this horse can definitely get the mile. This horse just lost at 1 1/16 over Ellis Park last summer, trying to wire the field. And this horse definitely is the speed of the speed. I'm going to use the bomb in here, and it happens at Keeneland. I'm going to use the 2-horse High Crime to make up my exacta with the 9 Next Shares. So a 2-9-9-2 in the 8th today at Keeneland. Tomorrow, their stakes race is starting the 4th race. We're not going to use them all, but we're going to select a few here. Starting with the sixth race in the Grade 2 Shakertown, going 5.5 on the turf. The 9-horse Texas Wedge is coming out of the Belmont Grade 1 Jaipur, where Alexandra won that race coming from off the pace. Texas Wedge made a winning move, but Alexandra just made a bigger winning move to beat her. So there's no Alexandra in this race, so the 9 Texas Wedge is going to be a play for me tomorrow. But my top pick in that race is going to be the 7 Fast Boat. Going back to Churchill Downs in early June, I've been following Fast Boat for over a year. This horse is very, very good at the 5.5 furlong distance on the turf. And last time out at Churchill Downs set a track record where everybody that was watching on TV on the Fox network couldn't understand why this horse was so good. Maybe they need to do a little more homework. My top pick in the Shakertown is going to be the 7 Fast Boat with the 9 Texas Wedge. And look out for the 11 horse in this race, Tiger Blood. This horse is an older horse, 7 years old, but once this horse moved to the turf, this horse is 9-for-12 on the turf and 10-for-9 at the 5, 5.5 furlong distance. He's 12-to-1 with Luis Saez. Never been in this company before, but that's why horses upset apple carts. Use the 11 in your exactas, but my big plays here are the 9 and the 7 with the 7 on top, Fast Boat. From there, we're going to go to the 7th race, the Grade 1 Ashland. There's only 6 horses in this race, but I think it sets up real good for the 3 and the 4. The 3 Bonnie South and the 4 Eventuate are going to be my 2 plays in this race. It's a short race, but it's a stake race. It's a Grade 1, so it bears speaking about. So I'm going to go with those 2 horses in there. From there, we're going to go to the 8th race with the Jenny Wiley, a mile and a 16th on the turf. 8 horses in here. You got a big favorite for Chad Brown with the 4 Rushing Fall. That horse is getting jettisoned by me. I'm going to go to Chad Brown's other horse in here, Altea, with Jose Rosario up at 12-1. Altea fits this race very, very well, and I like 12-1 a lot better than 6-5. And one other horse to use in here is the 8, Tonette. This horse is 1-for-1 at Keeneland, coming out of the Grade 3 Wilshire, winning by 2 lengths at Santa Anita. So this horse is in very good form right now. So we're going to go with a 7-8-8-7 in the 8th at Keeneland. And the big race of the day and the meet, which is usually the spring meet of big race, is the 9th, which is the Bluegrass, a mile and an eighth. It's still a prep for the Kentucky Derby because it's on Labor Day. 13 horses expected to line up in here. The favorite is the 7 horse, Swiss Skydiver. It's a filly. No good. I'm not using a filly with 12 other horses in here, all being colts. One horse I'm looking at is the 8 horse Basin. If you look at this horse, has 6 races with 2 wins. But it has 3 fast track races and 3 sloppy races. Like I was saying earlier, the track makes the difference. This horse is tons better on a fast track than on a sloppy track. Ran second to Charlatan, which was Bobby Baffert's horse, who was expected to make noise in the Derby, but got injured and got caught suspected of doping. So second by 6 off of that runaway winner was a pretty good race for Basin. Hasn't run since that Arkansas Derby. Training good for Asmussen at Churchill Downs and Keeneland. I'm going to use the 8 at 8-1 in my exacta. Maybe to win. It depends how they look on the track. But on paper, my top pick's going to be the 12, Enforceable. Hasn't been seen since the end of March. Was running very well down in the fairgrounds in their spring races. Won the LeCompte in January. Ran second when he didn't have any pace to run into in the Risen Star. And the same can be said in the fairgrounds big race of their meet, the Louisiana Derby. Got a terrible trip, broke bad, was wide all around the track. Gets a jockey change tomorrow to Rosario, who's riding pretty good out there in Kentucky. At 10-1, the 12 horse is going to be my pick to win the Bluegrass with the 8 horse Basin to make up my exactas. So big, big races all weekend at Keeneland. They even have more Sunday, but we just don't have enough time to cover it all.
All right. Oof. And you did it all out without taking a breath.
Hey. I'm used to this. How long have I been doing this now? I know, over 10 years?
Yeah, but for the past couple of months, it's just been once a week. We got to get you back into you know,
oiled
up in
the
status.
I'm well rested. I'm ready to go.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend. And you know what? I'll speak to you Monday.
Yeah, you know what? Saratoga opens next week.
I know, amazing.
The year is flying by, folks.
And it can't fly by quick enough as far as I'm concerned.
As long as it gets straightened out, I'm with you.
All right, take care, Mike.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And we'll have Pat Pagano in just one moment with a check on our forecast.
Underwriting support for Pat Pagano's forecast from the